But as their divorce, Melinda and Bill Gates, has progressed, some more information has come to light. That was revealed over the weekend that Bill Gates, had actually resigned from the Microsoft board in 2020 after allegations of a sexual relationship surfaced with an employee. Called inappropriate the relationship, I suppose, in the context of his marriage, but it seems as though it was actually a consensual one. A spokesperson for Gates actually denied that the board resignations were even related to that, and said that what the affair from back in 2000 had actually ended amicably. The questions that it's raised for us are obviously around power dynamics in the workplace, and whether or not there can actually ever be a truly consensual relationship if one is talking about the founder and multi-billionaire of a company like Microsoft, if one is an employee and such. And of course, these kinds of power relationships and imbalances do reflect themselves even in our day-to-day corporations that we work in at the moment. I'm joined to help us navigate the story by Gillian Lum, director at Cliff Decker Hofmeyr Employment, to help us understand a little bit more about this. Gillian, welcome to Breakfast with Refilwe. Thank you so much for joining us.
Morning, Refilwe. Thanks for having me on your show.
Certainly. This story raises some interesting questions of awkwardity and, I suppose, blurred lines a little bit, even though it seems as though over time we have really firmed up where our regulation stands with respect to relationships. But relationships don't always contain themselves in the boundaries of regulation, do they?
No, Ravun, I think that's the challenge. And our courts have certainly come to that conclusion as well, that there's very often a blurring of lines and a difficulty and a challenge for employers in making sure that there isn't the blurring of lines. Obviously, employees have a right to privacy and they can have romantic relationships in the privacy of their own homes. But when it comes to the workplace, an employer needs to be extremely cautious to ensure that there's not that blurring of line where what was a romantic relationship can potentially sour and come into play a power dynamic where there is a senior person who has a relationship with a junior person. In fact, there's a decision of our courts, the Labour Court, where they said a workplace is exactly that and should not ordinarily be confused with a finely loved sanctuary or a lonely hearts club for lovesick employers. So that's exactly what the courts had to grapple with, where there is a shifting between what is a consensual relationship and potentially sours and becomes a power dynamic and creates a hostile environment for an employee, where the employer is then obliged to step in and make sure that it's fulfilling its obligation to create a safe workplace where there isn't sexual harassment taking place.
Yeah, just we're trying to get a picture of the statute of limitations, and maybe in a final question, just what do we do about the fact that this is where many people tend to spend the bulk of their lives, is in the workplace, and the networks that they develop happen to be related to work themselves. How do we keep ourselves protected?
Absolutely. I mean, that is the challenge, and more employers are looking at developing policies. I think it's impractical in most instances to say there's an absolute prohibition on having relationships in the workplace, but potentially having situations where you've got a policy saying you can't have a relationship where there is a senior-junior reporting line, where employees can influence one another's salaries or benefits, to try and remove, particularly where there's a power dynamic, because our courts accept that very often in cases of sexual harassment is about that power dynamic and creating a hostile environment through use of that power dynamic. So to try and regulate it in some way that's practical without prohibiting entirely, as you say, accepting that people have relationships because it's an environment where they spend a lot of their time.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I apologize for the interrupted discussion because it was actually fascinating. But Gillian Lum, much appreciated. Unfortunately, we're out of time. Director at Cliff Decker Hofmeyr Employment, giving us a perspective there. What are your experience been in the workplace? Have you ever come a little bit too gray, a little too close to the line? Or have you felt as though you aren't able to say no, even if it seems as though in the situation the person is giving you the realm of consensuality? Let us know. 0725671567 or call me on 021 446 0567.